This is a great story. What was originally a small, waste-free Christmas project at a Wanaka craft market now employs Muslim refugees in Auckland to make, of all things, reusable Christmas crackers. The founder of Waste Free Celebrations and a former UN aid worker, Emma Conningham, has just secured six new machines for the Afghani seamstresses, and she joins me now. Hi there, Emma.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
Yeah, good. Nice to have you on the show. Okay, tell me where this idea began and what the big idea was.
Well, the big idea actually stemmed from a family fight. Christmases ago, the conservative faction of our family wanted Christmas crackers, and the progressive said, no, they're too wasteful. You know, we've got to make sacrifices. And poor mum was stuck in the middle trying to be Switzerland and come up with a solution. And that was sort of the leaping off point of how do I create something that is completely reusable, that can be used year after year. And it just snowballed from there. And, yeah, now we have two sewing circles, one here in Central Otago, and we've just opened up another one in Auckland to sew all of our reusable gift bags and reusable Christmas crackers.
Because the thing with sustainability around something as special as Christmas is it's still got to be fun, right? No one wants a worthy Christmas.
Exactly. And that's the thing. Traditions, we hold traditions very tightly. So many people are prepared to make sacrifices, you know, in their lunch boxes and coffee cups, but traditions we hold tightly. So to come up with something that is going to be better, you know, it's still got to be fun and it's got to be beautiful. And so we set about to turn the whole Christmas cracker experience on the head, not just by having the reusable re-cracker itself and a reusable crown, but our refill kits with the snaps, the jokes and the mini items, and not only are those items plastic-free and eco-friendly, they're all small items manufactured by small businesses here in New Zealand, and we even have a token donating to charity. So when you pull those crackers, there's actually New Zealand businesses and charities that benefit from the experience. So we've taken a wonderful tradition and we think made it a million times better.
Yeah. How hard was it to come up with a design for the cracker that worked?
Oh, that took months. And we wanted to get the tubes. We've got custom designed, it's patent pending tubes, tubular system. And we couldn't get them made in New Zealand because they didn't have the right equipment. So they were made in China, and it was a lot of emails and video calls and into the wee hours of the morning developing it so that it's just right. So that we've the tension, now for science nerds who want to know, it's 96 newtons of pull. So that's 9.6 kilos of tension when you pull the cracker apart.
Right.
That's each person pulling 4.8 kilos. So, yeah, coming up with that, those specifics took a lot of time, a lot of headaches, which is why we're now running quite late and we're only sort of really just getting into production now in August. And that's why I needed more sewers. Hence, I pulled on the refugee team in Auckland and they're all madly sewing now.
Yeah, and just to be clear, I know you've worked in humanitarian causes and charities throughout your life, Emma, but is this a purely commercial business or would you describe it as a social enterprise or where does it fit in?
Yeah, I would class it as a social enterprise. Not that we set out to become that, it's just that it felt like the most natural way to do business. And, you know, so the product is environmentally friendly. We've got the social element, not just through our refugee sewing team. Here in Wanaka, I've got disabled sewers who have never been able to hold down a job or work outside the home, and they're now earning money. I've got farmers up in the Lindis Pass subsidising their income, you know, through sewing for me. So there's a lot of good being done socially in our production methods down here. And as I said, then it's economic through supporting New Zealand businesses with the refill packs and philanthropic through donating to charity when you pop that cracker.
Oh, great. What's the charity aspect of it?
So you get eight items in your refill packs. There's eight crackers. So seven of those are gorgeous little trinkets, and one of them is a token donating $3 to Te Kākano. And I'm actually a trustee on Te Kākano, which is a native reforestation trust down here that operates through the Upper Clutha and up into Mount Aspiring National Park. aiming to get communities, people's hands dirty by planting native plants.
Now, I'm not a religious studies expert, but I understand that Muslim people don't tend to celebrate Christmas. So what was the response, or did you have any nervousness about asking Muslim refugees to make reusable Christmas crackers?
One of my most enduring memories is having Christmas in the British Embassy in Kabul in 2004. And the embassy was absolutely packed, and we were all, to be honest, quite drunk, singing Christmas carols around their piano. And we were singing, "Joy to the world, the Lord has come, let earth receive its king." And I turned to the Afghan staff who were singing these, belting them out at the top of their voices, and I said, "Do you guys actually know what you're singing?" And they said, "Yeah, we know what it means, but we just love your Christmas." And so I knew that... basically, people love fun and they love joy. And, you know, when I approached Fahima and the women's team up here, they jumped in boots and all, like not a hesitation. And they said, "Mary and Jesus are very respected in the Quran, and we want to fit in New Zealand, and we so want to help out with this tradition." And, yeah, not one iota of concern. They're in boots and all for a Kiwi Christmas.
Presumably, they may have been a little puzzled by the Christmas cracker tradition. It takes a bit of explaining.
Yeah, firstly, they didn't know what to do with it. And, of course, when you get the jokes, you know, the jokes are always, you know, aside from being really bad, that they rely on nuance and puns to understand them. So they were very puzzled at the jokes. But, you know, it's the same as China. China exports hundreds of millions of crackers a year. But when I went to them to develop the tube system for this, they actually had no idea what they were because they don't actually use them. So it's been at both ends. I'm trying to explain to people what Christmas crackers are in order to be able to manufacture them.
By the way, how much of a problem is this disposable Christmas crackers? Any idea how much waste it causes?
Well, it's a mix of correct data, where I've got data from customs importing, so we can tell how much different countries are importing, and some is just surveying. But it is between 400 and 450 million crackers a year go to landfill.
Globally?
Globally. If you were to estimate that each cracker was 30 centimetres long, end to end, that would be 1,220 Mount Everest on top of each other. That's how much crap we are producing at Christmas. So, big, hairy, audacious goal is to see the end of disposable cracker in New Zealand by 2030 and to make reusables the normal, the new thing. That's my goal.
Yeah, great. And good to provide some work for these Afghani seamstresses. I think you've just secured some new machines for them as well.
Yeah, we have, because they all turned up very enthusiastic for their first training session. And then we found out they only had three sewing machines between them. So I went to Sewing Time, who provide industrial machines. And, you know, the world loves a tryer. And I said to Perry, "I want $12,000 of machines for $3,000 for cost price." And instead of hanging up on me, he said, "I'll see what I can do." Mm-hmm. And sure enough, he provided six machines at cost price. And then within the space of 2 hours, I had three Kiwi businesses sponsor that cost of $3,000 to get all the women working. So that was George and Eddie, Honey Sticks and Create IP, all contributing to get these women working. So it's been fantastic.
And your business is only, I mean, this is all nice stuff, but it's only going to work if people actually like these crackers and want them. Any sense on how they're going down or what the response has been?
Yeah, people love them. Once they see them and hold them and realise how heavy-duty and robust they are, and the crowns that go on your head, they're beautiful cotton crowns with Velcro to fit anyone's head, so they're very high quality. people absolutely love them. And I've got one tiny little Facebook ad, and it's going really well in Australia, so I'm just getting orders every day in July, what's now August, as well, you know, from Australia. So We know that people love them and they want them, and we expect, of course, sales will ramp up much closer to Christmas.
Yeah, cool. And I suppose once you've got the crackers, you keep them and then what? Refill the bags each year?
Yeah, so that's it. Once you've set yourself up with the unit, with the crackers and the hats and the big, beautiful storage box, it's then a subscription to the refills every year, and it just arrives at your doorstep with the snaps, the jokes, and the little trinkets and donations that you then put inside them. So it's a one-off expense to get yourself set up, and it works out at $12.50 per cracker and $12.50 for a hat, but then there's a set of eight, so it's $199.95 for a big set of eight, and then it's just $35 every year after that to refill them, supporting New Zealand businesses and charities.
You haven't asked me to pitch in on the jokes, Emma. It's a bit offensive.
Where are you getting
your jokes from?
Oh, look, I actually did approach quite a few New Zealand comedians to write the jokes, and I was resoundingly ignored by all of them.
Yeah. Now they're very expensive, New Zealand comedians these days. Very hard to get them out of bed for less than $10,000.
Oh, look, I know. So, courtesy of the internet, so why are Santa's reindeer able to fly internationally?
Go on.
They have herd immunity.
Yeah, perfect.
Perfect.
Thanks, Emma. Nice to talk to you. Good for you. Cheers. That's Emma Conningham, who's come up with a new business, Waste Free Celebrations. It's called